An advocate for medical marijuana in Idaho is fighting to have her three children returned to her after they were taken when marijuana was found in her home. Steve Jackson reports.
Lindsay Reinhardt of Boise is the campaign manager with Compassionate Idaho, a group organizing a signature gathering campaign to put medical marijuana on the Idaho ballot. Last week, Boise police went to her home after an 11-year-old child at a Boise school became ill after eating what police believe was marijuana. The child was not Reinhardt's, but police say witnesses told them that they believed the marijuana came from her home. Reinhardt and her husband were out of town at the time, but a babysitter let police into the house. Police spokeswoman Lynn Hightower, who would not go on tape, said police found marijuana inside the home. Officers made a determination that the safety of Reinhardt's three children was at risk because of the marijuana, and the children were put into protective custody. Reinhardt admits that there was a very small amount of marijuana in her bedroom, but that her main supply was in a locked refrigerator in the same room. She says her children had been taught that marijuana was off limits to them.
And they know that they're not supposed to touch it, just like any other medication in the house. I mean, I've got pills that I have to take for the multiple sclerosis. They know not to touch that. They know not to touch cannabis.
Reinhardt has yet to be charged in the case. She says that she's relied on marijuana as a treatment for her MS. She says that state officials have not yet told her what it will take to get her three children returned. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.